This is program number LW2247. Well, sex is big business these days. It's a dirty business. It's often a deadly business. Hi, this is Larry West. They were just naughty magazines during the last generation. They were filled with pictures of bare-breasted models, but today, it's far more explicit than that, incredibly more. Today, the magazines are filled with sexual acts, both of men with women and men with men, women with women. There's explicit group sex, oral sex. There's sex between people and various kinds of animals, dogs and horses. There's what is called sadomasochistic sex. What that means is the guy has the girl wrapped up with chains or ropes or whatever. There's torture. There's rape. There's even death. I'm serious. One porno shopkeeper says that the magazines he sells that depicts violence and torture on women with pictures showing blood, and these are his words, sells out so fast we can't keep them in stock. In the porno shops and movie theaters, there are films that even show actual murders that take place. They're rare, but they're there. In a Midwestern city recently, police seized films depicting the rape and murder of several female participants. I'm talking about actual murder by slashing their throats. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but pornography has become organized crime's third largest moneymaker. It comes in behind narcotics and gambling. Adult bookstores in the United States now outnumber McDonald's restaurants, 3-1. It is believed that pornography makes more money than the three major television networks among us combined. The $6 billion a year pornography business is larger than the legitimate film and record businesses together. In our nation's capital alone, 37 adult bookstores, 8 movie theaters specializing in X-rated shows, and 15 topless and totally nude bars are within just a short distance of the Justice Department. It's a mockery. It's there because most of us are just plain ignorant of just how vicious this plague has become. We don't want to hear this kind of stuff. I've received letters even from radio stations saying, Larry, don't talk about this kind of stuff on your program. Listen, how in the world are we going to do something about it if we don't know about it? I've got to talk about it so that we can do something about it. The sex business has moved from downtown now to downstairs. 20% of the 6 million video cassettes now sold are porno films. That has to do with your children watching. There were $1 billion worth of pre-recorded videotapes sold in the United States in 1983. $150 million worth of them came from adult videos. Authorities tell us that the video porn business will swell to $400 million in the next 5 years. The newest market for pornography is the telephone. I mean, all you have to do is just dial up and listen to someone's dirty mouth. Just one of those services attracts more than 220,000 calls every day from across the nation. And they make a daily profit from anywhere between $10,000 for the magazine and $20,000 for the phone company. Police vice squads report that 77% of the child molesters of boys and 87% of the child molesters of girls admitted they were simply trying out what they had been reading in pornographic magazines. 57% of one group of rapists admitted that they were trying out what they had been reading in the magazines. I don't know about you, but this stuff makes me angry. And it's the silent, do-nothing majority of people, because they don't get involved, who are the ones who let it happen. Listen, if it upsets you, I want you to know that you can do something about it. And when enough voices speak out, authorities will take action. It's easy to let your representative in Washington know how you feel. All you have to do is simply address your letters to your congressman, and the address is simple. Just send your letters to either the U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, or the U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. You don't need a street address. You don't need a room number. The letter will get there. Now, don't just write a letter. That little quickie grocery store down at the end of the block, that drugstore, that magazine stand, go in and object. It's the silent majority that's the problem. People are what they read. Go in and object. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What he sees, he thinks about. What he thinks about, he is. It's time the silent majority did something about the dirty minority attacking them. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.